Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025, and I am seeing a lot of green on the screen this morning.
Green is definitely the color of the day. After that nasty crypto-led sell-off yesterday, the futures are pointing to a nice bounce at the open. Looks like the bulls are stepping back in to buy the dip.
I love a good turnaround. Yesterday felt a bit shaky with that sharp drop in crypto, but I noticed the tech sector actually clawed back a lot of those early losses by the close.
Exactly. Tech showed some serious resilience. It shed a 1.3% loss early on to help stabilize the major averages. And this morning? That momentum is carrying over. Megacap tech names are mostly higher against a pretty quiet news backdrop. It feels like a risk-on kind of morning.
Speaking of risk-on, let's talk about the movers. Who is crushing it in the pre-market? I saw some massive numbers.
Oh, massive is the right word. Look at MongoDB, ticker MDB. They absolutely smashed earnings. Beat EPS by 51 cents, beat on revenue, and their Atlas revenue growth is at 30%. The stock is up 23% pre-market.
23%? Wow. That is going to wake some traders up. Who else?
Credo Technology, ticker CRDO. They are up about 16%. Another beat and raise situation. They guided Q3 revenues above consensus. It seems like the appetite for high-growth tech is still very much alive.
Incredible moves. Now, I saw a headline that caught my eye regarding AI. Something about A code red?
Yeah, this is interesting. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that OpenAI CEO Sam Altman told employees he is declaring A code red, effort to improve ChatGPT. Apparently, the competition from Google is getting a little too close for comfort.
The AI wars are heating up again. I love the drama. Okay, let's pivot to the macro. Is there anything on the economic calendar that could derail this rally today?
Honestly, it is dead quiet. No major economic data releases this morning. We are flying on sentiment and technicals today. The market is still pricing in an 87% chance of a December rate move from the Fed. So that expectation is locked in.
So no data to mess us up. That means we are looking at the charts. What are the key levels we need to watch on the SPY and the Qs?
All right, get your notepads out. For the SPY, the trend is neutral to bullish. We have key support sitting at 676. But the big number to watch is resistance at 685. If we break 685 with volume, we could see a nice leg up.
685 is the ceiling to break. Got it. And for the NASDAQ?
For the QQQ, support is at 608. Resistance is up at 625. The sectors showing the most relative strength right now are tech, communications, and consumer discretionary. It is a classic growth-led setup.
Okay, so we have the levels and we have the momentum. What is the quick trade idea or the final thought for the open?
Don't chase the opening pop blindly. Watch that 685 level on the Sebel Y. If we clear that, stick with the leaders, tech and semis. But keep an eye on the VXX. Volatility is low, but if it spikes, this rally could fade fast. Stay nimble.
Stay nimble and watch the volume. Solid advice as always. That is all we have time for today. Keep your stops tight and good luck out there. Thanks for listening to The Morning Dose.